I'm going to just show you a few slides that are specific to rheumatoid arthritis to show you what one of these diseases is like and whether there's anything that diet can do to improve the situation in someone who has a disease like this. So rheumatoid arthritis has no cure. It's called an autoimmune disease because the immune system in people who have this attack the joints when it's not supposed to. So it's characterized by infiltration of cells of the immune system into the joints where they shouldn't be. And those cells are inflammatory and they cause destruction of bone and cartilage. And you also, in patients who have rheumatoid arthritis, see the appearance of inflammatory cytokines like TNF in the blood. This is just a very simple diagram to show you the difference between ordinary arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So ordinary arthritis, which happens to a lot of people as you get older, is caused by the cartilage at the end of your bones gradually wearing out so that the bones start rubbing together, and that's very painful. In rheumatoid arthritis, it's not caused by the bones rubbing together. It's caused by cells of the immune system entering from the blood into the joint capsule and causing inflammation, that's shown by red here, in the joint. And that can have the secondary effect of causing bone erosion. But you can see that it's not caused by the bones rubbing together. It's caused by the immune system entering the joints when those cells shouldn't be there. So is there anything that diet can do to help patients with rheumatoid arthritis when there's no cure? The only option for those patients is to take very high-dose anti-inflammatory drugs, which have a lot of side effects that are not very pleasant. And it does seem from some of our research that fish oil could be beneficial because fish oil contains omega-3 fatty acids that are thought to have anti-inflammatory effects. There's strong evidence of effects in humans of fish oil, in fact, on blood fats, on coagulation, on inflammation, and also on heart disease. So you find these omega-3 fats in fish oil capsules and also in oily fish. Now, the evidence in terms of rheumatoid arthritis comes from clinical trials, and there have been at least 17 of those trials to date. 16 out of 17 of those trials report an improvement in clinical outcome, and some of them show quite dramatic improvements. Some of the studies also show that patients who take fish oil are less reliant on their anti-inflammatory drugs than patients who don't take fish oil. So there's quite good evidence accumulating that fish oil could be beneficial in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. We don't know whether that's the case for other types of inflammatory diseases. But some rheumatologists have therefore concluded that the findings of benefit from fish oil are quite robust. They ask, why don't people use fish oil supplements more widely in rheumatoid arthritis? And they suggest that dietary fish oil should be regarded as part of the standard therapy for a disease which has no cure.